From the four corners of the internet, from the news capitals at home and abroad, the latest in aviation brought into focus. And now, reporting from Flight Wisdom headquarters, we proudly present the Flight Wisdom Guru and the briefing.
This is the Flight Wisdom Guru with briefing number 16. Delta Airlines announced a new program for its frequent flyers, designed to offer a consistent set of benefits for the carrier's most valuable customers. Amenities will include dedicated check-in and security lines, priority baggage, priority boarding, an exclusive reservations line, and these customers, when traveling in economy, will be given a coupon for a free premium beverage or snack. Passengers who purchased a business elite, first, or business class ticket will receive these amenities, as well as SkyMiles Diamond, Platinum, or Gold Medallion members, or SkyTeam Elite Plus members. For travel on or after April 28th, United Airlines customers will now have to pay a $50 fee for unconfirmed standby. United has been offering $75 same-day confirmed changes and allowing passengers to stand by for free. Now, if you wish to board another flight, you wait on standby, and if there is a seat, you may board after paying your fee. At least if you don't get on, they won't charge you. We previously briefed you on the tragic loss of the Polish president and many members of the Polish government this past weekend. NYCAviation.com alerted us to a New York Times report that during a trip to the capital of Georgia in 2008, President Kaczynski publicly ridiculed the pilot of his plane after the pilot refused the president's order to land and diverted the plane due to dangerous conditions. Such an environment on board certainly may have been a contributing factor to the crash. More on this as it develops. Bargain basement European airline Ryanair said it was seeking possession of an apartment belonging to a British journalist, who stated, "You never hear anybody casually mention that they have just flown with Ryanair and that they really enjoyed it. I am willing to bet my flat and its contents that nobody has ever said the words Ryanair, marvelous, and service in the same sentence." Ryanair is now seeking the keys to the journalist's apartment. Meanwhile, Ryanair is upset that Boeing does not want to fulfill its request to remove two lavatories and add six additional seats to its fleet of Boeing 737 aircraft. Alaska Airlines announced a daily nonstop service between Portland, Oregon, and Honolulu, Hawaii, beginning September 20th. The airline already flies between Portland and Maui. As we reported on other Alaska Airlines routes to Hawaii, this flight will be operated using Boeing 737-800 aircraft with special Hawaiian-themed service, including Mauna Loa macadamia nuts and a complimentary Mai Tai or Pog juice, as well as Hawaiian-themed meal for purchase options. Queen of in-flight entertainment blogging, Mary Kirby, also known as Runway Girl, reported that Aircel is on schedule to debut a beta of its video download service this summer. The service allows passengers to download movies, television shows, and other content for a fee on aircraft equipped with Aircel's GoGo in-flight. This is a potentially good idea, as airlines could offer in-flight entertainment without expensive seatback installation to anybody who brings their own device. Several U.S. senators have introduced a bill to forbid airlines for charging for carry-on luggage. This comes after Spirit Airlines announced it would be charging this summer. Between them and other statements by Senator Charles Schumer, this issue is likely to stay in the news. You can read more by following us at blog.flightwisdom.com. According to the Hartford Courant, JetBlue Airways and Bradley International Airport in Hartford, Connecticut are in discussions for the carrier to begin service, most likely to Florida and possibly San Juan, Puerto Rico. American Airlines announced they've expanded online check-in to international routes. Passengers traveling to international destinations will also need their passport information and will only be able to check in for flights to destinations where they've met international travel requirements. United Airlines and Continental reopened merger talks. Some speculated that United's talks with U.S. Airways were merely a ruse to get Continental to the table. Continental might be a better fit for United as there is less duplication in their route networks. In our top story, a cloud of volcanic ash from an Icelandic volcano shut down large sections of European airspace on Thursday, grounding thousands of flights in what is likely the worst disruption of commercial airline service since 9/11. Hopefully, European airspace will return to normal on Friday, and flights can resume. Getting back to normal, however, will likely take a few days. This will serve as the final boarding call for Briefing 16. All passengers should now be on board the briefing. Briefing 16 was released April 16, 2010. Flight Wisdom is a project of the Wenica Media Group, producers of quality online content. If you are interested in being a guest blogger on Flight Wisdom or doing a guest editorial on the briefing, please contact us.